Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Bill Logan now going to interview head West Delaware girls bowling coach Sue Morris. Coach, not a real busy time since we talked 2 weeks ago, but two big meets. You had the WOMAC meet and the state qualifying meet. One we're going to talk about a little bit, and one we're going to talk about a lot, and that's because of the results that we had. But the girls just quite didn't do what they wanted to do or what they were capable of doing in the WOMAC.
That's a true statement. WOMAC, we thought we were going to be there. We had beaten beaten all those teams in regular play, but the WOMAC's different. You do both three individual games, and you have 10 Baker games. So it's not the same format that we've done all season long. For some reason, the conference has us bowled it differently. But needless to say, it's shout out to Vinton because they bowled great. They came out of the gate and had some great scores. Their girls were on fire. They didn't miss things, and we just sat there and watched them. We just could not catch up or find the shot we needed, and we were bowling home. So it is what it is. And my quote for the day on that whole thing, basically it was, you know, not the day that we had hoped for, but it is the day that we had to accept. And that was the biggest teaching moment that Hope and I had, was to just basically, it happened, it's over, it's done, we have to move forward, because we knew that we had the qualifier coming up. But yeah, WOMAC was not all we wanted. I mean, we did have some good things. Natalie was tied for seventh there and such. So anyway, that's...
Yeah, it was one of those things that I think every one of the girls, the coaches, the parents, anybody just kind of wanted to flush it and worry about this state qualifying meet, which was just held out here on Monday. And man, the girls did a tremendous job out there. A little different format again. And when they first started, you had to draw lanes and get started, and didn't get off to a very good start and kind of kept everybody in the mix. But after game six, you had one game under 157. So after they kind of got going, they really found their groove and won somewhat convincingly and earned their way to the state tournament.
You're right. We put some work into the bowling alley here between those two events and such, and when we came back for the qualifier, there again too, it's still three individual games, but there's 15 games of Bakers this time. It was literally an 8-hour day. You know, started at 10, we weren't done until 6, which is quite a long time for anybody to stay in the game and being focused and such, but it is what it is for all of them. It's a fair shot for everybody, but we did come out of the gate horribly slow. Just did not know how far we were going to be able to handle it in the 120s and such. We moved a pair after five games, and then finally saw a little glimmer of West Delaware girls bowling coming back, because we walked in the tournament with about a 165 average, and that was what we were anticipating, something, some highs, some lows, and that kind of thing. But took us to about our seventh game there to start getting the groove there, and then it came about, and we stayed where we needed to be, a 180 game, a 211 game, and different things like that. All the way through our last, we had 184, second last game, and then came back with a 167. So first five, we were about a 132 average, scary. And then the last 10, about 167, which is where it needs to be. So end of the day, about 157 average, good enough to win the event, which is, I'm very excited about.
Well, and it'll be some girls' first time really getting to go to a state tournament. We were just talking a little bit about that, but expound on the experience that these girls are going to have going to the state tournament.
Well, now that we've had the qualifier and we've had the experience of how the WOMAC felt when we weren't quite prepared, maybe emotionally or mentally and such, because the girls, you know, we always have to work on our game. It's not something that we're all gifted that way, but they work on single pins and things like that. But so with that said, basically two returning gals that have seen more competition, varsity experience. Natalie's probably the only one that has seen state experience and individual estate. She went there last year and her freshman year. So she has a little bit more, but the other four have never been there. And so we just need to get everybody acclimated quickly and such. So it's, you know, I shouldn't say the other four, actually five. Natalie is the only one that has been to state. Addison and Ann and the others, Kiana, Lily, and Addison have not been there. So this is an exciting year. They're really thrilled, and we're excited for them.
Well, they did a nice job. And of bowling in that Bakers those last nine games. The first six, they did just good enough to hang around. But then when they got to the individual part, there again, it's a little bit different for them. It's a three-game format, and they had to switch lanes every time, which they usually don't have to do that. And sometimes you sit there and think, when you get into a three-game set, it's a whole lot different on a two-game set. If you had one bad first game, it's kind of hard to overcome that in one game. But when you've got two games to kind of make up for that, because if anybody sitting back in here thought that Ann Dunkel throwing a 140 game her first game was going to qualify for state, because there's a lot of other scores that were higher than that one. But she went out there and threw a 210 that second game, and that put her right in contention. And now she just had to bowl a little above average her last game, and man, did she come out, and she just bowled like crazy.
She really did. She was pretty excited there. And the first games are kind of rough, and you're right, that convincing the girls that we have more games to bowl. I mean, don't worry about this first one. It is what it is, and, you know, you've got two, and you can throw some big numbers. But sometimes they just don't buy into that, and it takes us a little bit of work to have some success there. But, Ann did really well with that 529. Addison, in her very last game, had a 201. She just wasn't quite there earlier on, or we'd have seen another gal going to state. And Natalie, you know, struck out in the 10th on the first game, I think, for her 170. I mean, she was struggling. She was nervous. She was the girl does a ton of bowling, but this was just a big deal to her because she has, you know, very high goals. But her 191 the second game and a 216 to finish with, you know, really was really good. And there were some other gals that were bowling, you know, some really nice numbers from the other schools and such. So it was exciting, and we'll be looking forward to hopefully doing some good bowling on Tuesday.
Well, you're going to get to be able to work with them a little bit in practice. I came out a little bit towards the end of your practice here, and the one thing I've always talked to the kids about a little bit is, you know, when you're coming out here just practicing, when you got the full 10 pins down there, don't try to throw a strike, because that's what everybody tries to do. Where you're going to improve in this game, or it's going to make a difference a lot of times, being able to get that spare. So I've told them, I says, there's a game that you can play. You can play low score wins, you know, type of stuff. And that's a fun game to come out and play, but boy, does that make you concentrate on picking up those corner pins. And I saw Ann over there, she was throwing that, and she picked up just a 10 pin, just like you want to do. And I started clapping. She turned around and looked, and then she smiled, because I'm always talking about that kind of stuff. So that's what it's going to be, and that's what it's going to take once they get over to a state tournament, is you just don't throw so many strikes. You just got to get your spares, and that's going to get you a long way.
Yeah, that's a true statement. The spares are what will take you, will win a meet or win your game for sure. Strikes will come; they really will come. And so hopefully we do enough spare shooting. We work on that kind of thing. We have played low ball before. It's a frustrating game because it is not easy to just pick off those corner pins and such. But it is something that you know, we've tried to utilize, and they're well aware of it. So we'll just try to keep working on that kind of part of the game for next Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, congratulations on the girls making it as a team to go to the team event. A couple of the girls going over for the individual event, so it'll be an exciting week for the Hawk bowling team next week.
Ah, thank you. We're looking forward to it. Yep.
And another little bonus here tonight. We're going to bring in the West Delaware Hawk assistant coach, Hope Mozingo. She's been helping out for a couple years and really does a nice job with the kids. She's a very quality bowler herself in high school, and she does some adult leagues now. She's a good bowler. She knows a part of the game, and she can relate to the kids and has done a tremendous job. But she's got an important mission coming up here, and she's going to miss that state tournament, and we're going to miss her. The team's going to miss her, but wanted to visit with you a little bit about what you got coming up.
Yeah, I'm in the Army Reserves, and we have a deployment coming up. I leave Thursday, which is the team state event, so I will not be there for that. But Tuesday, for the individuals going to state, I will be there for them at least. So I get something out of it to see the end of the season. But yeah, we've put in a lot of work this year, both physically and mentally. I think we've worked quite a bit on the mental side this year, more than other years, I would say. But yeah, it's a little frustrating not to be able to see the end product in person of what we've been doing all year. But Sue's more than capable to do it by herself, and I'm sure that I'll get tons of pictures and probably updates frame by frame. So,
yeah, I'm sure they'll keep you very, very updated. But we wanted to visit with you a little bit, tell you thanks for all you've done the last couple of years to improve this West Delaware Girls Bowling Program. On behalf of myself and a lot of the parents, we want to thank you for what you've done, and good luck with your deployment.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. It's been so much fun, and I plan to keep going when I get back. So,
comments from assistant coach for the West Delaware Girls Bowling Team, Hope Mozingo. This is Bill Logan with the Sports Zone.